It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you. Happy Fractious Friday in the Colorado River Valley. Little Beatles in the background because it's Fab Four Friday. Everybody knows that. And everyone knows the show is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And, of course, you heard in the intro, our phone number here in the studio is 702-298-1063. And if you want to call in, if you have a question, you're allowed to do that. And we'll put you on the air and have you ask your question, and then we pot you down and ask you to listen to the radio to hear the answer. Today we have two guests in the studio at the same time, and then we have two guests at 12:30 coming in. So it's a crazy day. It's going to be busy here. First, we have Gina Morga, Director of Marketing with Warm Sea, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. You know, I think everyone knows it's Warm Sea, but still you got to say all that.
You know? You do.
Yeah. And some people call it Warmac. And I always think, how did you get Warmac out of that, you know? But some people do, you know. So, and you brought a guest.
I did, Larry. I am here with Mandy Dumit, who is Warm Sea's Director of Emergency Department and our Trauma Services. Very proud to have her with us today.
Welcome.
Welcome. Very pleased to be here. Thank you.
Now, how long have you been in Bullhead?
3 years.
Oh, okay. I'd ask Gina, but she's been here 37, 38?
At least, yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. As long as I've been here.
This is my third summer in Bullhead City.
And you survived it?
Absolutely. Love it.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, good. Got a jet ski?
Swimmer.
Oh, swimmer. Okay.
Spend a lot of time in the river swimming.
You have to. Because you got to relieve that stress.
Yes.
Yeah. So, emergency room and trauma, which go hand in hand.
Yes, they do.
But you oversee the entire emergency room. Now, but you work for Warm Sea?
Yes.
Okay, because the emergency room staff is contracted, right?
The emergency room physician staff is contracted,
physicians.
Not the nursing staff.
And that's kind of common everywhere, isn't it?
It is very common.
It's not like it's unique to Warm Sea.
It is not unique. It's very common nationwide.
Yeah. And so are there some companies out there that that's all they do and they have these?
Yes.
10 or 12 hospitals that they all oversee the
doctors? The Schumacher Group is who staffs our emergency department. They are nationwide, a very large organization.
Okay.
And have very qualified physicians that they staff all over the country. The physicians that we have in our emergency room are all ED boarded or board eligible. And they all are certified in ATLS, which is Trauma Association.
Okay.
And our nursing staff is certified in TNCC, Trauma Nurse Core Curriculum.
All right.
We as an emergency room obviously take care of many medical emergencies.
Right.
But our focus today is at Warm Sea, we are the only local trauma center. And part of our responsibility and desire as a trauma center is not only to be very efficient, capable, and professional in taking care of trauma victims, but we feel largely responsible to do what we can to educate the community to prevent them.
Okay. All right.
And
so now, like I mentioned to you earlier, I'm retired from Bullhead Fire, and so I can think that for years and years and years, trauma patients were stuck in a helicopter and flown to Vegas. Is that what you're trying to eliminate a little bit of?
We're trying to eliminate the injuries from occurring to begin with.
Well, yeah.
Which is part of our campaign, but yes.
Starting
we
with seatbelts.
Yes, starting with seatbelts. Like I said, we have a very competent staff in caring for trauma victims, but we have started a campaign this year that is a watery injury prevention campaign.
Okay.
And we're trying to get that message out today to the community. We have a beautiful, as you know, beautiful Colorado River.
Yeah.
There is a great deal of recreation that occurs.
Yeah,
on the river,
the
boating,
city
jet
just
skis.
Added a mile of beach. You know?
Yes.
I mean, literally, right south of the chamber, they added about a mile there of all beach.
Yes.
And
it's full all summer long.
Yes,
so
it is.
So we see a multitude of medical and trauma injuries from the river. Over the summer, I believe last year, there were 50 collisions, accidents.
Okay.
Is a number that I've been quoted. With this campaign, we're trying to get the message out that we don't want you, don't wreck your weekend.
Right.
That is our campaign. You want to come and enjoy the river, enjoy the fun, but there are, just like there are rules of the road, there are rules of the water.
Right.
And people don't know that.
I know the city has made a new video that when you rent a jet ski, you have to watch this video. And it's my understanding that there's a form that the individual has to fill out. And that form, they buy them from the city. And the form's like $5 or something.
That is correct.
Because that, in turn, helps pay for the production of the video. And then
it also helps pay for the lifeguards that have been placed
right
in the water.
The city has hired rapid water, ocean water lifeguards that can help out when there's an emergency.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are, some are stationary and ride with the police that are on the water on the boats, and some are on jet skis, some of the lifeguards are on jet skis going back and forth.
Right.
So there is actually medical coverage and emergency coverage out on the river.
Right.
But we want, even though people come in and rent jet skis that are not familiar with how to use them, our campaign is to promote three basic rules that we feel if people follow, that we can decrease the number of incidents that occur on the river.
Okay.
And those are, first is stay right. Just like in driving, if our river moves very fast, and for the amount of people that are out on jet skis and boats, it is very narrow. So people need to know that you need to stay right. Stay right, just like on the highways, stay right on the river. Also, boats can't brake.
Yeah.
In a vehicle you can, in a boat you cannot. So realize that when you're going.
No brakes.
Number three is keep your distance. With the river running quickly, the canals being narrow, if people keep their distance from each other and they follow these three rules, we will hoping that they won't wreck their weekend and that we won't see the tragedy that we often see from off of our beautiful river. And that's the whole point of this campaign.
Many years ago, many, many years ago, we had a pretty bad summer. And the next summer that came around, I remember, and Toby Cotter at the time was the information officer for the city, and I was the information officer from the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met in his office, and I said then, you know, we need to come up with some simple campaigns that we can publicize. So what we did with three campaigns at that time was when we had the generating station here, they had a sign shop, and they printed banners for us. And so we got some people that had docks on the river, and they put that banner up, stay right, you know. And I don't remember what the three things that we did that year. And then we hung them on the bridge also.
Yes.
So that's, they saw them going both ways on the bridge. And that might be something you guys might want to consider with this.
It's a great idea.
Well, since you're just, you know, since fortunately it's just now starting to warm up that people want to play in the water, I got a feeling tomorrow it's going to be kind of busy out there.
Yes.
And but I mean, like Jack Hakem wasn't even mayor then, but he said, yeah, you put them on my dock, and I think we put one on Bob Schwartzman's dock and some other people's down there, and so those banners were zip tied to it. So if you were out there cruising, you still saw the messages as you went. But I bet if you talk to some sign shops and they realize what you're doing, they could help you out.
We're working on that. Yes,
yeah?
We are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other ways you're getting the message out?
Well, we are actually putting some banners up at Davis Camp.
Okay.
So when people come into that area, they'll see right away, don't wreck your weekend, and reminders. We're going to put metal signage at each of the launch ramps, the city's launch ramps and the county launch ramps, that will remind people of the same messages again.
Great.
We're going to try to get some T-shirts. We're actually looking for some sponsors to get some T-shirts that the police department and the lifeguards can throw out to people on their jet skis that say, same thing, don't wreck your weekend, and those messages, so we can start putting those out in We're going to work with the newspaper, make sure that that message is in for Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
And the hospital's working hand in hand with Bullhead City Police, Bullhead City Fire, and the city of Bullhead City and Mojave County Parks to put this together. So we're getting that message.
So you're all working together on this. This isn't just the hospital's concept.
That's correct.
No, this is a whole community endeavor, which is what makes it so exciting.
And that's what it takes. And you want all those different agencies saying the same thing, you know.
And you can start looking on our social campaigns, on our Facebook, for all of those departments. We'll have more messages, and we're going to push that video that you spoke about earlier.
Right.
The one that goes to the rental companies, we're pushing that out again and trying, if everybody can repost and repost, we'll start remembering. Yes.
Good. Well, and let's push Emily at the police department and Lori at the fire department to do some public service announcements.
They have both
the
been involved in this campaign.
Yeah, let's get some PSAs on our
radio. They're definitely doing that.
So they contact me and they can come in here, or I can. For PSAs, I use this right here because it's really good. And, the best studio, believe it or not, and even in this studio, there's a little bit of an echo, but the best studio is a car. You know, because you've got all that. Yeah, you got all that interior in there, and you can sit there and record a public service announcement right then and there. And so it works out really well. But they can each write up a 30-second PSA. So you have each one of them saying the same thing, but each one from different agencies.
Fantastic.
And
Thank you.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you Murphy Broadcasting will run them too, and we'll run them on Radio Central. We have four FMs and an AM, or three FMs and an AM.
Excited about that. Yeah.
And so, because, you know, it takes everybody working together to make that change and reduce that, like you said, wrecks on the river. You know, collisions on the river. Fiberglass doesn't do real well when it comes to meeting, you know, head on with another fiberglass. And of course, we had a bad fatality last year down in Needles, and still searching for one body. One body has never been found.
Yes.
And but she's hung up down there somewhere. But you don't like hearing those stories. And,
no, you don't.
And we don't like making state news and national news that way.
That's not what we want to be known for.
Right, exactly.
We want to be known for that fun on the river.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what else is going on in ER and trauma?
Snakes.
Yes, we've recently done a little bit of prevention. It is the time of year that the snakes are crawling out and looking for food.
Yeah.
So we have done some educational information on what to do in case of a snake bite and how to avoid. You no longer use tourniquets and knives and suck out the venom like it did in the John Wayne movies. That is not what you do anymore.
We don't do that these days, do we?
No. So we put a campaign on and how to avoid snake, being struck by a snake, what to do if you are bitten. We've also brought education to the ED staff so that we are up to date on best practice.
Good.
In all those circumstances.
My friend Tim Mitchell, who's a vice principal up at Sunrise Elementary School, put a picture on his Facebook the other day holding a nice big snake, about a four-footer, that was on their campus.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And I happened to go up there the other day and drop off flyers for our Kiwanis Club for free swim lessons. And I was meeting with the principal to give her these. And I said, where's your snake charmer? Is he in the office? And she said, no, he's out in the classroom right now. And I said, well, how come he put a picture of him with the snake and not you? She goes, I don't do snakes. You know? So, they do get on our school campuses, you know, especially Sunrise and Diamondback and probably even Fox Creek because they're way out there in that interface with the desert.
Yes.
So. Well, that's good. Yeah, get the message out because you don't want to mess with snakes.
No, you don't. But
Most adults look at a snake and they want to go the other way.
We also have been kind of promoting this cell phone app. It's called Snakebite 911. It's a great app for people who have a snake bite. It keeps a timer, gives you all these messages because heavens knows. When you get bit by a snake, you're going to remember not a bit of this. So,
Snake Bite 911.
Yes, great, great app.
That's an app for the general public as well as for medical staff and EMS staff.
Okay.
And it's got a great deal of information on it.
My wife's an RN. I'll have her put that on her phone.
Mm-hmm. It's got a real cool picture on it too.
Yep.
Oh, of a snake.
So no, we carry the antivenom and have the first two doses and.
Right.
Already, and we see four or five at least venomous bites annually. Yeah.
Wow. All right, ladies, let us take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest looks of the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And while you're there, catch one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theater. Or take a few minutes to experience SRI's virtual shooting range. Everything from practical shooting to gallery games, even their law enforcement experience. There's nothing like it. It's pure entertainment. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Local businesses, community leaders, and citizens of Mojave County and beyond read the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. This full-color news piece has been covering your community for years. The Economic Development Journal is filled with informative topics and local history. You can find the Economic Development Journal in thousands of offices and businesses across the tri-state. If your current advertising strategy isn't working, maybe it's time to try the Economic Development Journal. To get started, call 928-763-9339. The Economic Development Journal.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0. Larry Tuenforce live from the Laughlin Mall on a Friday. We've waited all week for today. And our show each week is brought to you by, each weekday, brought to you by Mojave Shred. And, of course, secure document protection is what they're all about. And also Mojave Electric Cooperative, they're just about saving you money. So if you want your get your co-op connection card and rush out there, and everywhere you go, you show that card, and you're going to save some money. And then also Martin Swaney Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any vehicle on the lot, or you can order a brand new Hyundai, any color you want and size and everything else. So our sponsors, if you have any questions for our doctor or for marketing, you can call us at 702-298-1063. Ladies, we got about five more minutes. So what else?
Well, we just want to make sure that we have hit these points that people are starting to talk about not wrecking the weekend.
Yeah.
Don't wreck your weekend. Stay right on your dang PFC or your boat. And neither one of those are going to break. We want to remind people
that's
of
right.
that.
That's right. There's no brakes.
And also to keep your distance from other drivers.
Yeah.
From other operators, that is. But
and that's, you know, I think we've had some horrific crashes out there in our river. I think back, this was, oh my gosh, I don't know, 15 years ago, we had a ski boat go through a Riverside casino boat. And luckily, no serious injuries, but literally went right through a casino boat, river boat going across the river with passengers.
Yeah.
But luckily they were just spread out enough, and the force of it, you know, and yeah, I'll never forget responding to that one.
Oh.
And you're thinking right away, you got bodies in the water, but really lucky. I guess the speed and the way they hit was just right. And
yeah, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
But the hits just keep on coming.
They do.
And Mandy's 3 years at the hospital. She's seen enough to really make her know that this is important. And I want to make sure that everyone watches for these videos. You know Emily Montague from Bullhead City Police. She's very talented at putting together a little bit of a movie. She's done some nice interviews with some of our hospital staff, our ER nurses, and police and fire. So they're pretty touching videos of reminders of things they've seen, things that we don't want to ever see again.
Exactly. And these same rules apply to the lake also.
Absolutely.
So if you're up on the lake, don't think, oh, I don't have to worry about this because I got a lot more water. Well, guess you still do. You still got to realize it's like a freeway. Stay to the right. You know, you don't drive on the wrong side of the freeway, and you don't drive on the wrong side of Highway 95 or Hancock. So stay to the right, no brakes, and keep your distance. Yes. And then snake bite 911. That's a good idea. Have an app on your phone for a snake bite. Now, give your number, Gina, in case people want to call you. Somebody could be listening that has a boat dock on the river, and they think, well, I'll put a banner up on my dock.
We would love that. We would love that.
Yeah, you can find, if you get six banners out there, you get six docks along the river, that's going to get the message out.
Yes. So at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, you are welcome to call myself or at the marketing department or Mandy at the ER. And we are at 763-2273.
Right.
Please, we'd love to have some more partners in this worthwhile cause.
Yeah, and somebody might be saying, I'll sponsor a banner.
That would be great, too.
I'd be interested in doing that. So.
Yes.
And all right. Well, thank you both for coming in. I'm so glad. And I hope that the public has realized some good messages here.
Well, we greatly, greatly appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
We'll have you back.
Thank you, Randy.
You bet.
Randy. Larry.
Fred, Barney, whatever.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Anything Medical is proud to provide you with the best selection of quality healthcare products, customer service, and a knowledgeable, understanding staff. Products and solutions should be tailored to fit your lifestyle with only the right equipment in your daily life. For a limited time, all ambulatory aids, canes, crutches, and walkers are 25% off at Anything Medical. Don't put your health needs off any longer. For the affordable solution you can depend on, shop Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Quartzsite. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
Once again, happy Friday to you, a Fractious Friday, and Larry Toonforce back in the mall in Laughlin where we're live. And, yeah, it's a sunny day out there. The show every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred. Secure Document Protection, Mojave Electric Cooperative for your co-op connection card, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot, and you can order a brand new Honda if you want one. Hyundai. If you have any questions for our next guest, it's 702-298-1063. And now in the studio, we have Amber from the Bullhead Chamber. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. We also have Heidi from San Diego Villas.
From where?
San Diego Villas in Fort Mojave.
Okay. All right.
She's joining us to talk about our Bullhead City Taco Beer Music Festival.
Yeah, and that's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. I'm so excited.
You are? You ready?
I'm ready as ever, okay, as I'm ever going to be.
Because it's right after the farmer's market. The
yes.
Farmer's market is first, and then...
Exactly, and then hopefully they're going to trickle into us, and we'll be having entertainment and food and beer and all kinds of... Just, it's going to be fun. We're going to have Ellie's Boutique. They're going to be doing threading and henna, and they'll have clothing. We also have a jewelry company coming down.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have bands?
We're going to have bands. Our headliner band that goes on at 8 o'clock is Safety Orange. They're out of San Diego.
All right.
They're one of our personal faves. They actually played Heidi's wedding.
Aha.
Yeah. Okay. They play over at the Tropicana. And then we have Vicious Kinnids. And we have Leonard Interior. He's going on at 2.
Oh, good.
He'll be playing that morning as well over at the Farmer's Market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's one of our local
musicians. Yeah, he is. And he's great.
He is great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then we have a couple other. We have Rio Grande coming from Phoenix and the Jifunctifieds.
And the who?
Jifunctifieds.
Wow.
So all different kinds of genres of music, very laid-back kind of Sublime 311, just chill beach music so
okay.
we can celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
So you can wear your sombrero with your Hawaiian shirt?
There you go.
Yeah. Yes, right, fun.
Is that perfect?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't wear hats, but I'll wear my Hawaiian shirt tomorrow. So.
Perfect.
I'll be there serving beer for 6 hours.
Yes, and we've got Budweiser there. They're going to be bringing beers only. I believe it's Ultra and Bud Light, $3. Everything else, the imports and the Limeritas are going to be $4. Can't beat that.
Right.
And thank you, Kiwanis, for helping us out with that. And we also, our main sponsors are Anderson. And then we have Toby Cotter and Bullhead City backing us. They have been great in getting the River Lodge to get accommodations for all of our bandmates that are coming down from all over.
All right.
So we have a lot of, the community is just really working together to make this happen, and I'm very grateful for that.
So now, who all is going to be making tacos tomorrow? You're going to have a couple different vendors doing that?
Well, yeah, we had a couple vendors pull out at the last minute. Unfortunately, we have Big Steins, and he will be there from 1 to 5, maybe a little possibly longer, I'm not sure. We've got Shiver River. They are going to have some slushies there, so the grown-ups can have their beer, and the kids can get slushies, or us grown-ups to keep hydrated can have that. So, and then... There's a couple other vendors that possibly last minute, if they can get in today, they might be there.
All right. So this happens at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
All right. And now, is there a fee to get in?
$5.
Oh, whole $5. Okay.
That's it. Yeah. $5. You get to see all these amazing entertainments. We've got DJ Naked Truth. He'll be playing in between the bands, you know, breaking up and setting down.
Right.
So we've got DJ music. Yeah, $5 to get in and fun all day for, you know, the family and just have a good time.
And now the proceeds are going to the chamber, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, and just so we can continue making, you know, doing events like this where we can involve chamber members, non-chamber, and really, you know, maximize our community resources.
Are you going to be there passing out membership packets to everybody who comes in?
I think we should. Well, no, I think it'll speak for itself in volumes, our venue where we're at, the community, who we all are, and our great chamber ambassadors. I want to thank all of you guys as well for helping out. You know, we're a very small group of people, and we do a lot, and I really appreciate all of them. So thank you guys.
You bet. So now, you're going to be doing what tomorrow?
I'm going to be serving lots of beer for everybody, and I'm excited to, you know, this is the first time that I do an event like this, and I'm very excited.
And we're going to use her Spanish skills, because my Spanish is muy poquito español. She very, very well Spanish.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so.
So when the DJ can't speak Spanish, you're on. Huh?
I will.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, good. So this it starts at noon.
I'm seeing noon, but I really think around 1 o'clock is when all the entertainment, food, everything is going to be popping. But I think by the time people come in, you know, we've got all the different vendors. But it's going from noon until 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. So it's tacos and beer.
Tacos, beer, clothing, slushies, henna tattooing, threading of eyebrows.
We're going to have live tattooing there?
Henna. Henna is like a form of like painting kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, not life. I don't think that would stand up with
well,
the health code, Larry.
I didn't think
Larry.
So either, but you said tattoos.
No. Yeah, henna tattoos.
Okay. So
yes.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Well, I'll show you when you're done.
Yeah.
It's very, very beautiful artwork displayed on, like, arms and whatnot.
And it can stay on your skin for 3 to 7 days.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
A long time.
All right. And then it comes off.
And that's provided by Ellie's Boutique, and we've got brows by Chloe and then brows by Andrea. And then we also, so everyone's safe, and if you drink too many cervezas, we've got Thunderbird Taxi. Our Juan is providing some, you know, we're definitely using his services that day.
Okay.
So we can.
And it's sponsored by Anderson Auto Group?
Anderson, yes.
Yes.
And tonight is going to be their amazing grand opening.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Yes.
5 o'clock, they cut the ribbon and opened the Anderson Auto Field House.
It's amazing to see what it's grown in our community, Larry.
I know.
Like, that field is epic.
Oh, yeah, it is. I got a tour of it about a month ago.
I haven't yet. I'm so excited for this evening.
Yeah, because we talked about possibly moving our Kiwanis Kids Expo indoors in there. It was windy this year. We lost 8 easy-ups. But I don't think it's going to work. But I did walk it, and I got a complete tour with Ed Catafamo, the director.
Nice.
And so tonight, you know, it's open to the public. So anybody who wants to come down there and walk through the event center tonight, come on down. You're gonna, you know, you'll meet Ed, the general manager, and they'll cut the ribbon. I'm sure there'll be dignitaries there and school board members, and I don't know if Riley Fry is going to be there or not. He's the one who was his concept, you know,
over a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but it should be a great time.
Well, it's just great because it is sometimes a little warm in our community,
or sometimes
a little, the W is a little strong. So to be able to have this, you know, to keep everyone active, it's amazing.
You guys, I've been here for 15 years, and it's so amazing to see this community growth. Is incredible. It's nothing how I've seen it 15 years ago, and be witness of this is amazing. I'm very excited about this town.
Yeah. When you think about the businesses that have come in the 15 years you've just been here, the amount of businesses that have come into this town and Burger Stand, I mean, we got Culver's and, you know.
Target.
And then Target. And Kohl's and everything else that's been here less than 15 years.
I mean, being here 30 plus years, I mean, how long have you been here, Larry?
38.
Okay, so seeing all the people in and out and it just the now we're and seeing the core of our community that really is like-minded and making all this stuff happen, it's an honor to be a part of.
Absolutely.
And you do so much for the community as well, Mr. Larry.
Three human beans, or two open now and one under construction in Fort Mojave.
Oh, I love the human bean. Yeah. The green tea lavender is my absolute favorite. Love that place.
Yep.
Yeah, we have so much stuff coming on and going on in Bullhead. It's amazing.
I know.
Yeah. And everybody's really working together. I love it. The whole tri-state.
When's the next ribbon cutting?
Next ribbon cutting is going to be actually at my event tomorrow. For Ellie's Boutique.
Oh, okay. At the event?
Yeah, at the event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, when's the next one for all the ambassadors to show up at? Do you know?
It is. You're putting me on the spot right now.
I'm
having a break. Come on, Larry. I've just been thinking about this.
I wasn't there Wednesday. I can't make the meetings anymore. I'm on the air, so I don't know.
Our next
newspaper right here.
Heidi's going to pull out her book. Yeah. I don't want to touch my phone because I can't put my phone down the whole last month.
Oh, okay.
It just is on.
So we have a caller, so they're going to ask a question. All right, caller, you have a question for us.
Hey, I missed the beginning of the show with the beer fest thing. What food vendors and beer vendors are going to be there?
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you, and she's going to answer that on the air for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so tell them again the food vendors.
Hi. Okay, so the food vendor that we have right now, we've got Big Stein's food truck. He will be having tacos, nachos, burritos, elote. We also have Shiver Rivers. They'll be doing slushies. And all the beer is coming from Budweiser. So we've got your domestic, imported, and then like the Lime Rita, Mango Rita, Passion Ritas.
Okay, nobody that does Taco Tuesday wants to have a beer.
Well, it's really hard to get any Mexican restaurant on Cinco de Mayo. They're so busy.
Yeah.
And, you know, staff and taking. So, and unfortunately, we had a couple of people pull out. So I'm waiting for one and possibly we'll have one more.
Okay.
But,
so
hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah. So you could end up with two more. So when's our next chamber ribbon cutting?
Okay, the next, that will be on Thursday, May 2nd, and that is for Living Waters Hospice. And
that was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Okay. that we really have Culver's, and that's Thursday, May 16th at 5:30. So we can all go down and get
custard.
Custard, cheese curds.
We're going to have another ribbon cutting there?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I remember the grand opening. Yeah. You just saw the look.
I know, yeah.
Larry and I are looking like, all right. Well, they deserve it. We'll just give them a ribbon cutting every month.
Yeah,
maybe.
No,
then we'll get to eat. I mean, I eat there once a week. So.
And it's cool because they have a special custard of the month. I think it's the month, and they put it up on their billboard. So you got to watch that billboard for the different special flavors that they create.
Delilah and I had Rocky Road the other day. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I figured.
Yep, yep.
All right, so to wrap this up, again, it's tomorrow at the Chamber.
Yes.
And that's
right after the Farmer's Market. Just come on in. It's going to be down in our big auditorium. You'll have beach access, $5 at the door. That gets you in to have a great time with beer, fun people, food, a couple different vendors. But I really want to thank Anderson, Toby Carter from the city, all the chamber ambassadors, obviously the Bull Area Chamber of Commerce for allowing me to do this event. And Kiwanis, we can have the beer if it wasn't for you guys.
That's
so thank you.
That's the noon Kiwanis.
That is the noon Kiwanis. But, you know, we're all one team, one dream.
Yeah.
We're all pulling together to make this happen. Laughlin River Rod Lodge, we appreciate you. And after they leave our event, they can go over there and go to Bourbon Street and have fun over there. Yeah, and then be safe and use Thunderbird Taxi.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely.
All right, ladies, thank you so much.
Oh, wait,
for
wait. I know who I totally forgot.
Okay.
Mojave Signs, thank you for making all my posters and then totally awesome printing for the banners and all the work that you guys do for us. Thank you, guys.
Oh, okay. All right. Totally awesome printing does a lot.
They do every, We love Clay, Doug. We love all those people over there.
All right, you ladies, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Your boat doesn't need to look like that. The seats, carpet, rails, and engine cover are all sun-scorched. Well, drop it off at the upholstery shop. David Miner and his team of professionals can restore your boat's interior to like-new condition. Yeah, show it off again and be proud. The upholstery shop in Bullhead City does more than restore auto, boat, home, and patio furnishings. They restore your image and pride. The upholstery shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City.
It was an era of music, fun, and beer. Brew beer at its best, but under hush-hush conditions. The 1890s is a time in history gone, but the remains of award-winning handcrafted brew beer served ice-cold is always available at Barley Brothers Brewery of Lake Havasu City. Recipient of 6 award-winning beers since its inception, Barley Brothers seeks quality, freshness, and taste. Handcrafted beer and fringe benefits for a full year. Join the Barley Brothers exclusive Brewmasters VIP Club. It's all about the beer and food. Barley Brothers Brewery on the island next to the London Bridge.
This is Debbie Pennington with your Better Business Bureau. Did you know BBB offers educational presentations to businesses and consumer groups? Scams, internet safety, and identity theft are just some of the topics covered by BBB. We also share how to research a business and how to submit a customer review. We even have programs and scholarships for students. Call your Better Business Bureau at 928-302-3701 to schedule a presentation today. Again, that's 928-302-3701.
Once there was a way to get back homeward.
We are back in the studio on Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And if you've missed Speak Out this week because they were on vacation, they're back on Monday. So at 11 o'clock on Monday, you can pick up Speak Out with Kevin and Hap. And they'll be back on the air on Monday after they should be well rested and ready to have a great week next week. So some of my guests next week, I don't have it in front of me. I don't know why I did that. I do want to thank Gina Morga from Western Arizona Regional Medical Center and Maddie from Warm Sea for coming in. And don't forget that information. If you're out there on a boat or on a jet ski, stay right. Remember, you have no brakes. And keep a good distance between you and any other watercraft and the beach. You know, you don't want to get too close to that. And then they brought up that app. You can put this app on your phone. It's called Snakebite 911. And I'm going to add it to my phone later today because you never know. If somebody else around you gets bit by a snake, you can bring that up and right away you know what to do besides call 911. Mojave Shred brings you Speak Out 2.0 every single day, 5 days a week. And Randy's going to be on the show. Oh, let's take a look here. I think it's next week he's coming in. Let me see here. Yeah, Randy's here on Tuesday next week. And so we'll hear from him. Brand new pharmacy in Bullhead City is in here on Monday. Wednesday we have Greg Agnes and Lori Viles in here. All day Thursday. I'm in the wrong week. I'm sorry. First off, next week we have Clay Parker, and then we have Dave Lords all day on Tuesday. We have Rocky from Dot Foods and Emily from the police department on the 8th. The 9th we have Rob and Melody from Finley, and we have Gary Shapiro, and we have Lori Duggins on Friday talking about the bike rodeo, and Amber Parker DeWitt coming in on Friday talking about Cinderella. It's a lot of good information. Of course, today, great information. You know, stay to the right, no brakes. Keep in mind you have no brakes, and, of course, safe distance. So Warm Sea and, of course, the city of Bullhead City, the Bullhead City Police Department, Bullhead City Fire Department, all participating in that campaign to get those three safety messages out there. And if you want to put them on your dock or you want to sponsor a safety message, call Gina at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, 763-2273 or 763-CARE, C-A-R-E. And then, of course, once again, wrapping up tomorrow is, Amber was telling you, the Bullhead Chamber, the Bullhead Chamber is going to have beer and music and tacos and other stuff, other food, and should be a great time. Now let's do a little community calendar besides of what we've talked about already. Don't forget the farmer's market tomorrow. Now, today you got about, two more hours if you want to get to that job fair at the Laughlin River Lodge. It goes on until 3 o'clock, and then it's again tomorrow from 9 to 11. So if you can't make it today, 9 to 11 tomorrow at the River Lodge. Just go in there and tell somebody you're there for that fair, and they'll point you in the right direction. Amber and I already mentioned the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse Grand Opening and Ribbon Cutting tonight at 5 o'clock. That's at the end of the parkway down by Target. That happens from 5 to about 8. And any questions on that, you call the office at the Event Center, 219-3031. Also tonight, Ridiculously Rad Open House for the Boys and Girls Club Teen Center. This is not at the Boys and Girls Club on Highland. This is at 967 Hancock Road. And it's in there by Tractor Supply. It's from 6 to 8 tonight. If you have any questions, you can call the Teen Center at 299-5048. The Farmer's Market kicks off tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the Bullhead Community Park. From 9 to 1, you have any questions, call City Hall at 763-9400. Of course, we've already talked about the beer and taco festival immensely. Don't forget tomorrow, if you live up in Kingman or you live anywhere where you have that wildland interface with your property, you really would like to go tomorrow to this Wildland Safety Fair, which is up in Kingman. It's at the Wallapai Mountain Lodge. You can't miss it. Just keep climbing the mountain until you see it on your right-hand side there. And that's from 10 until 2 o'clock. And that's the Mojave County Emergency Services people, Mike Browning and Byron. They're going to put that on. It's going to be good information. If you have a cabin in Williams or a cabin in the Wallapais, you should be there tomorrow because you're going to want to know that information. You're going to learn about defensible space, you know, emergency numbers, sprinklers, or fire extinguishers, and all that good information. So that's tomorrow at the Wallapai Mountain Lodge from 10 to 2. And then tomorrow night they have racing back at Mojave Valley Raceway, street racing, dwarf racing, mini stock, super stock, and much more. That kicks off at 6:30 tomorrow night. If you have any questions, you can call the track at 346-3000. And then in Chloride tomorrow, the whole town, and I don't know how they do this, the whole town is going to have a yard sale. I won't have time to go out there, but I'd like to see how a whole town puts on a yard sale. That's got to be fun. And so that happens tomorrow all day in Chloride. So there is a number for the Chloride Chamber, 604-8763. Monday and Tuesday, I don't want to forget the EPCOR open house. They're going to put on an open house to talk about the water, where they stand in regards to Bullhead City wanting to take over the water. So if you want to hear both sides of the story, Monday and Tuesday, it starts at 6 o'clock. And this is not at the chamber, and it's not at the city. It's at the Bullhead City Mojave Valley Realtors Association's building. That is at 837 Hancock Road. It's a little bit further down than Tractor Supply, and it's on the right-hand side as you're going down Hancock. So you might want to try and make one of those two meetings. Again, don't forget, on the 8th, next Wednesday, is the Community Resource Exchange. This is put on by Hospice of Havasu and Diane Beardsley. It's from 1 until 2. I'm going to be late. I don't get off the air till 1. But it's from 1 to 2:30, and that is Wednesday at the library on Hancock Road. Everybody knows where that building is. It's a huge building. You can't miss it. And if you want to go in there and pick up on this, and it's predominantly for seniors, and I are one, so I know. I came here when I was 26. Can you believe that? And now I'm 64 and a senior. And so I'm going to go and take notes, but it's predominantly for the senior population. But if you have something you want to speak about, you can call Diane, and she'll give you a time. Her phone number is 542-8894. Also, that same day, Wednesday the 8th, there is the Job and Career Fair at Mojave Community College, and that's in the 600 building. That's up there at the end of the horseshoe. That's from 10 until 2, and there's lots of information on Facebook about that. Next Saturday, the 11th, is the 23rd annual Carrie Edgman Bike Rodeo, and that happens at Walmart on the back side, the south end of Walmart, behind AT&T, behind H&R Block there. And it's out of the way. It's safe. The police department, they get there early, and they draw out a course, and so they have put some intersections in there, and they have different things that they can put out there, some signage and everything. It's a lot of fun for kids. They think they're driving on a road. And it's put on by the Bullhead City Fire Department along with the Bullhead City Police Department. And MAP usually has a booth there, and usually the Elks have a booth there. And good information for your family. If you have any questions, you can call Lori Duggins at 763-9200 at the Police Department, or Lori Viles at the Bullhead City Fire Department, 754-2001. Also next Saturday, the 31st annual, wow, 31 years he's been doing this, the John McCormick Chip In for Kids golf tournament. And that's for kids. And that's at El Rio Golf Course, 7:30 starts, a shotgun start. And if you have any questions, call Autumn at the Boys and Girls Club at 763-1411. The same day, the 11th, a week from this Saturday, a week from tomorrow, Lori Duggins is at it again. She's putting on a law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics, and this is a kayak and breakfast, and it starts off at Davis Camp. So you want to have some fun and provide a little bit of money for Special Olympics, call Lori again, 763-9200. I think she's still on vacation, and I think she's back next week. Willie Nelson is back at Harrah's, and this is a week from tonight, the 17th, and you can go there, and, or 2 weeks from tonight, the 17th, and it's an outdoors. It'll be perfect at 9 o'clock at night outdoors. And for tickets, you can call the Reward Center at 702-298-8510. And then, again, you can sign up for the River Valley Devils Youth Football and Cheer on the 18th. That is the last day, I do believe, you can sign up for that. And that is at Javelina's Coffee Shop, Coffee Express, from ages 5 to 14. You can sign up, and it's going to happen from 9 to noon that day. All right? This is going to just about wrap it up for us. I want to mention one more thing. On Saturday the 18th, they're doing a Mental Health Awareness Day in Kingman. And that's at Centennial Park. It's being put on by My Kid. It's from noon to 3. And the phone number for Amy at My Kid is 308-1240. And you want to know about that, give her a call. And there you have it. It's going to wrap up a great week. We've had Camille Smith in here, and Chaz Martinez didn't make it, but we had Molly, and we had Diana Morrison, and Jackie from the Bullhead Chamber. We had Jake Rhodes, the fire chief from Kingman yesterday. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoy our sponsors, Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swan. If you happen to run into any of those people, like a salesperson, or you know somebody that works at MEC, or you know Randy or Olivia, tell them thanks for sponsoring the show, because you're listening to it, and if we didn't have the sponsors, we wouldn't be here. As always, it's a fabulous Fractious Friday in the Colorado River Valley, and I thank the real Don Steele for coming up with the words Fractious Friday. If you grew up and listened to KHJ, Boss Radio, you knew who the real Don Steele was, and he was the one who coined the phrase Fractious Friday. And Tina Delgado's alive, and he came up with a whole bunch of other ones, too. So we're back again on Monday, and like I said earlier, reach across the room here, Clay Parker and Courtney are my guests on Monday, and we will see you then. Dave Lord's on Tuesday. Everyone have a great weekend. If you're out there on the water, do remember, stay right. No brakes. There's no brakes on boats. There's no brakes on jet skis. And keep safe distance. All right? Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Did I mention you need to check your smoke detectors? Oh, yes. Push the buttons on all your smoke detectors and make sure they work. People that die in a residential fire do not die from the fire. They die from the smoke. That smoke can become 2,000 degrees. So you need working smoke detectors so you get out. The fire won't wake you up. What wakes you up is working smoke alarms. If you have any questions, call your local fire department. We'll see you Monday.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.